The cold snap in California is taking its toll on farmers. Much of the state's billion-dollar citrus crop has been destroyed. And that's not all. Almost every winter crop, from avocados to fresh-cut flowers, is affected by these sub-freezing temperatures. The story highlights the vulnerability of agriculture. Every season, to some extent, is a gamble where the weather or just bad timing can wipe you out. If you work in farming, give us a call and tell us how you try to bargain with Mother Nature. Gerald Denny knows something about this. He grows oranges in Swarthmore, California, and he joins us there by phone. Gerald, nice to have you on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
And is it warming up at all?
Actually, yes, it is right now. The freeze event's pretty much over with. We may have another night or two of cold weather, but it appears as though it's gone for now. There may be some cold weather coming up in another week or so, but for now, it's the event that we just went through is over.
And how has it affected you?
Quite severely. The frost in our area here was probably one of the more severe right around the Strathmore area. In the Lindsay area, which we have a lot of groves in that area, fared a little bit better, but we got beat up pretty hard here the last few days.
And what about your employees? They're going to be losing work, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be something that we're going to be facing here in the next few weeks. We've still got some fruit in the packing house here that was picked prior to the freeze. When we get finished processing that, then we're going to be kind of in a wait-and-see mode of what we can salvage out there. But, yeah, the season's been tremendously shortened.
And when you say the fruit that was picked earlier and is already in storage, I mean, you must be gnashing your teeth. Why didn't I start 2 weeks earlier?
You know, there's only so much you can do before the event, and we did try to do as best as we could or as much as we could, but beyond that, you know, once it's here, then it's over.
But were there choices to be made? I mean, were there calculations? Not anticipating normal California weather, you don't normally get this kind of freeze.
Well, you know, predicting the weather is almost impossible, but the event itself had been pretty much on the radar screen for about a six-week period. But market conditions, various other reasons, you know, you just deal with the weather as it happens, because obviously we can't change it.
Yeah, and the weather is only one factor, as you suggest. The market's another one, the availability of the people and the machinery to pick, and all those other things.
Absolutely. Now, we pick all our fruit is harvested by hand. We don't have any mechanical means yet of harvesting fruit, so it's all done by hand.
Well, I do have to ask, with the terrible problems that you and so many other citrus farmers have had, the price of orange juice is likely to go up. You don't have a lot left, but is that going to help?
Well, no, not really. The juice market is pretty much dominated by Florida. We're just a very minor player in the overall juice picture, so the impact or the damage caused here is not going to impact the juice market that much. We're primarily a eating orange, one that the consumers buy at the retail and peel and eat.
Well, we wish you good luck and hope the weather stays above 32 degrees for you.
Well, thank you very much.
And Gerald Denny grows oranges in Swarthmore, California. Let's bring in another guest to the conversation. A.J. Kawamura is Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. He joins us today by phone from the campus of the University of California, Davis. Thanks very much for being with us, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir.
And it's been a long time since there's been weather like this in California.
Well, we've had a previous freeze that was in the 1998 year and another one in 1990 that was actually appears to be more significant back in the 1990 event. So it comes along, but you're right, it's not every year. We have a frost every year, but not a freeze.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything, again, anticipating, they knew that something bad was coming down the pike 6 weeks in advance, is there really anything that citrus growers can do?
Well, as the previous speaker had mentioned, the tree for these winter crops, winter fruits, avocados and oranges or citrus, they can hang on the tree for quite a long time, and actually that's the storage place for them. We don't have to harvest them like stone fruit, like peaches, like apricots, like cherries that come ripe and you have to get them off the tree and you put them in a refrigerator, and different fruits have different shelf life and you ship them along. But the growers for both avocados and oranges or citrus have the, in some cases, the luxury of being able to put that crop pick it over many months.
Mm-hmm.
Store it on the tree.
As long as their bet with Mother Nature comes out in their favor.
Well, all agriculture is a bet with Mother Nature, don't forget.
Yeah, and as I understand it, avocados, for example, gain in value the longer they're on the ground. They get richer.
Well, again, with avocados, the oil content increases. With citrus, the sugars increase. And you're right, having a vine-ripe or a tree-ripe fruit of any sort is always what we're trying to shoot for here in California.
At the same time, you look up in the sky and hope that bad things aren't going to happen.
Well, that is the humbling thing about being in agriculture. A lot of times Mother Nature has other surprises in store, including not just weather phenomena, but certainly we're very vulnerable to invasive species, non-native species that can come in, whether they're diseases or insects or even rodents that can come in. And so it's a constant battle. We always say that the oldest conflict in human history is there's things that want to eat your supply of food. They want to eat you or your pets or animals, and they certainly you have to deal with weather in addition to that.
Let's see if we get a caller on the line. This is Marvin. Marvin is with us from Salem in Oregon.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Marvin.
Oh, thank you. You don't deal with Mother Nature. You just take what she deals you. And we grow wine grapes here, and each year we think we may know something, and then she deals us another catastrophe or another benefit. So the last 7 years, she's given us good years.
And you're wondering, there's certainly a biblical period of time to conjure with.
Yes. Each year is a new deck, and we just deal with her as we can.
It's interesting because I'm one of those people, I guess, who grew up with an utterly wrong-headed impression of, as farmers, as conservative people who took the most cautious way of making a living. And the more I learn about it, the more I realize you guys are riverboat gamblers.
Oh, that's right. Each year, we put a lot of money out in the field, and we have a limited time in which to get it back.
And let me ask you, Secretary Kawamura, this is true of farmers, of all kinds of farmers.
That's exactly right. It is a risky business, and maybe people forget that. I think it's a volunteer investment of your personal wealth to be out there with agriculture these days, and certainly in a very tough global environment, it is a competitive venture. And at the same time, different growers from around the country have done an excellent job of finding a niche, finding their customer base, and day in, day out, it is a vulnerable food supply. I think maybe that's the most important thing that can come out of a show like this, is reminding the public that the food that's on that shelves is not a given. It is something that takes a lot of work to get it there, and a lot of heartache sometimes when it can't get all of it there.
Marvin, before we let you go, is this going to be a good year for wine from Oregon?
It certainly is. Every year is a good year. Some are just a little better than others.
I see the Chamber of Commerce has reached your ear. Marvin, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. And let me turn to you, Secretary Kawamura. As you look at the situation, where do you turn to for help for these farmers?
Well, again, in many of the previous freezes throughout the years, we have different avenues, especially our good working relationship with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they have different programs that can come into play when we have natural catastrophes or crop disasters. And out of the Farm Service Agency, there's some of those programs exist there.
And that's where people are going to be turning to look for help. As you look down the road, is this going to have repercussions for next season and the season after that?
We're hearing from many growers in our area that some of the avocado trees, for example, and actually some of the citrus trees, too, there's concern that the buds that were within the branches and within the tree itself that hadn't quite emerged, that with some of the extreme cold down in the low 20s, high teens, that those future buds will be damaged and will affect the 0708 crop as opposed to the crop that's hanging on the tree right now. Let me say one more thing in addition to that. On the vegetable side, we've got a lot of production that's in the young stages, transplants, let's say, of green leafy vegetables or things like celery, those kind of plants where you eat the whole plant and not the flower of the plant like broccoli or cauliflower, but those plants where you eat the entire plant – Those plants, when you subject them to this kind of cold over this many hours and for these many days, what happens, it will trigger what's called a bolting response, a seed stock response within those plants. And so instead of seeing a nice head of lettuce, it'll shoot out a seed stock to reproduce itself. And we won't know that for 30, 60, 90 days from now, just how severe that harvest for those crops will be. And so a lot of the damage that we're expecting will still have to manifest itself.
A.J. Kawamura, thank you very much for your time today.
Certainly.
He's Secretary of California's Department of Food and Agriculture. I'm Neil Conan, National Public Radio News in Washington.